Infinite Animal Spirits Oracle by Infinity, the Sea Turtle. Here it is, the very first oracle card for my Infinite Animal Spirit Oracle deck, the Sea Turtle. Combining my two loves, pencil drawing and digital art, black and white and bright colors. I don't know what this style is called other than mixed media, but it is the way I'm being guided to create these and the way all of my cards will be for this deck. Whether it's a mix of pencil and digital, even watercolor and photography, my oracle deck will be a blend of these mediums. No matter what, each of the works are divinely guided, from initial inspiration to messages that the art comes with. The key is to create is a watermark and not part of the original artwork. Order professional prints or get instant digital downloads at www.thekeyistocreate.com. If you want to have your own animal spirit artwork, check out the section, Animal Spirit, under the Services section for more information on getting your own art and messages and collaborating with me on my oracle deck. The Sea Turtle. Wise, sacred knowledge, old soul, persistence, endurance, peaceful journey and longevity. Higher consciousness, soul integration, your Akashic records. Remembering your dreams. Healer, guide, messenger, psychic abilities, claircognizance, affinity for the water and earth elements, earth angels. Listening rather than speaking. Quiet reflection. Solitude. Clearing energy. Becoming healthy, self-improvement. Reorganization. Focus and peace. If you relate to the sea turtle, or any turtle, have always had a special affinity for them, just started seeing them more and more recently, or have chosen this oracle card, the sea turtle is here to remind you of the infinite nature of our soul's journey. How important it is to be and live a peaceful existence. That means to see things for what they are and to take the time to explore your inner and outer worlds and your place in them. Allow yourself to remember and be taken to the faraway places of your soul, the other worlds, the hidden worlds. Allow the patience of the sea turtle to settle into you, be with you and guide you, especially at this time of so much uncertainty. The sea turtle is gentle in its guidance, softly and telepathically guiding you through the depths of your soul. The turtle's messages to you is to take a look at what is on the road ahead and decide what is attached to you now that will make that travel more difficult, and decide to change habits, release fears and make the important adjustments needed in your life that will help with your progress. Getting organized is essential now. Having a schedule, or at least lists of to-dos and the projects you want to accomplish, and prioritize how you will get them done. Make sure that self-care is part of this schedule. Reduce the negative habits, people, places and influences that burn your time and energy and keep you from your path. Remember, your energy is related to your flow and movement. The path of least resistance is one that the turtle knows well. The wisdom in the years has taught this slow but steady mover that it's best to be patient and consistent, rather than burn yourself out by going around in circles. Whether it's about waiting for life to get back to normal or some form of it, or wanting to be finished with a process, project or on with the next phase of life, whatever the goal is, no matter how difficult things have been or are at any given moment, remember steady, persistent movement without rushing or stressing about the destination will make the journey more peaceful, which the turtle always suggests. And it will ensure your arrival and that you are ready for what comes when you get there. The turtle wishes you to keep your head up and be brave when entering the real world or any of the hidden worlds, for that matter, and always be mindful to protect yourself. Just as the turtle has a shield, he reminds you that you do too. Your energy is your shield if you chose to use it wisely, and a the protective spiritual shield that you can activate and cultivate from you, and your divine guides are always at your disposal. It takes time, retraining yourself and your ways to recognize when you're being energetically threatened. When your emotions and frequency are being triggered, when it's time to retreat to the comfort and safety of your shielded space, or to activate your energetic shields. The turtle is pointing to several in the collective. This may be time to decide to understand how empathic you are, if not a full-blown empath, and what that truly means for you personally and how to work with your abilities. It's time to see yourself for what you are. Not an overly sensitive, delicate, and fragile person, but someone who is strong and can go the distance. When it comes to dealing with others, you have your heightened awarenesses, even psychic abilities, and have had telepathic experiences. All of these instances can be multiplied when you decide to let the turtle guide you in your personal growth. This ultimately means healing your body, clearing your energy, and doing this multiple times, deeply and seriously. It also means to remember who you are, and let yourself be guided to this multi-layered discovery. Even as the turtle will guide you to let yourself go, just as the sea turtle does with the tides, to let yourself go and know that you are on your way and will arrive when it is time. Trust that you will get where it is you are destined to be. The turtle also grounds you as you go through different cycles of transformation, while reminding you to enjoy the journey, let yourself receive the infinite discoveries of yourself and creation, the blessings that are inevitably on your path. Meditation, dive deep with the sea turtle. If you take the time to meditate with the sea turtle, you'll remember just how old this amazing animal is, one of the oldest upon Gaia. There is a reason why this creature is associated, in charge of and connected to the Akashic records. There's a purpose for everything, and yes, those of us who are the eldest are in charge of the largest and also oldest and most expansive of information. It takes a team of us for something so vast to be worked on in different levels, and we assign ambassadors of remembrance. The spirit of the sea turtle is one of them. For some, recognizing and being called to by the sea turtle is an activation. It is not something to be pushed if it has not yet happened. And if it has not yet happened and you wish it to, simply ask for the sea turtle to come to you. This could very well be your first knock on the door by the sea turtle, and if it is, know that it is up to you to open yourself up to working with the sea turtle and those you are guided to through it. Invite the sea turtle in and decide to go along with the sea turtle. When you do work with the sea turtle, you'll find that you may start to remember details of your deeper meditations and especially your dreams much better. These are smaller pieces to a larger picture. However, this is a journey of remembrance and recognition for yourself and the others who are part of your soul family, your soul group, your inner circle, the brotherhood and sisterhood of light, etc., etc. Each one of us must work alone for a time, until working alone means working with others, both for our soul growth and for our soul missions. To connect with the sea turtle, focus on floating through the cosmos, the oceans, and wherever the sea turtle takes you, and see the interesting places you are guided to. What past lives you are taken to, what wisdoms come to the surface for you to retrieve and bring into this life. Let yourself be guided, and know that you have reached a level in your journey where you are being pointed to your soul story, the Akashic records, and to those of your spirit tribe. Your guides and guardians will be coming to you more and more to help guide you to these knowings. Pay attention to the symbols and sacred geometry and know that some activations do not take place immediately. Seek them out and be open to those who can help you, on both sides of the veil. Consider those who you go to or are guided to for guidance and discovery, healing, and soul recognition as the big elder sibling who is always ready to help you succeed. Decide to recognize these divine beings and people who are incarnate, when they come around and when it's time to take the next step, when you see a path opening. Decide to be guided and you will be.